But then when you're doing a home, you have that connection with them. You're changing a little piece of their life.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
Well, I can't say, all right, Kevin, let's dive in and have a chat with Tim Coffrin, because my buddy Kevin, he's up on a job site in Aspen, but when the job calls, you go. And we are so excited to have Tim Coffrin, the principal owner of Alderview Construction, to come into Studio AOC. So, Tribe, you only got me today, but let's dive in and have the speed round and have a lot of fun and have a fireside chat with Tim. Lock and load, team. All right, what's your favorite beverage?
So I'm going to be really boring on this one. I'm going to say water.
We get that a lot here in Colorado.
Try to keep hydrated here, you know?
We like to work hard and play hard, and you got to have a lot of water at this elevation, right? Tell us about your favorite place you've traveled.
So mine would be the East Coast. You know, we did a trip East Coast. I love the East Coast. New York City. We brought the kids to New York City. It was always fun watching the sights, the smells of New York City and the excitement of the big city.
Kids. Yep. Tell me about kids.
Yeah, so I got four children. Ages range from 8 years old down to almost one here next week.
Wow, next week. Well, yep. Thanks for taking the time and coming in here. You're a busy guy.
Oh, yeah, it makes it fun.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Well, tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
So I enjoy woodworking. I think that's one of my favorite ones. I like making furniture and different things like that. Wouldn't call myself professional by any means when I sell it, but it's a good hobby, good to blow off some steam.
I can definitely relate there. It really helps put yourself in your customer's shoes by really, you know, the sawdust and the wood and working with that. And
it does.
And how it comes together, even though if you're not as handy as some of our valued subcontractors that I'm sure we'll talk about today. Right?
Absolutely. It's good to get into the details and figuring it all out and scratch your head a little bit. And
cool. Well, this is all about the business of the art of construction. So I'm excited to have Tim Coffrin into Studio AOC, the principal owner of Alderview Construction. Tim, tell us your story about how you've been in the construction industry and your story up to owning Alderview Construction.
Yeah, so I started off in the residential industry, more on the subcontractor side. So I was working as an electrician, working on high-end custom homes, enjoying that, working a lot with builders, working a lot with architects on that side, and then decided to shift courses a little bit and go more into the commercial route. So I went into, got my bachelor's in construction management, and then worked with Hensel Phelps Construction after graduation and worked with them for a while before going back into residential.
Awesome. So your bio online says 15 years ago, you started in residential, then got your BA in construction management from BYU, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Got your BA there and then went into Hensel Phelps in the commercial world. So tell us your experiences of managing major projects that exceed over $330 million in excess and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So the exciting thing about commercial is it's so fast moving. There's so many parts and pieces that go into commercial. And that's what I enjoyed a lot about it. It was just the whole problem solving and trying to figure things out and walk through the process of building something that was major. But just like any construction piece, it's all one little piece at a time, one little bite at a time in order to create something major.
So you're online on your awesome website. It says, Tim enjoyed the challenges of commercial construction, but he was drawn back to the residential industry because he desired a stronger connection with his clients. Tell me why you put that on your bio.
Yeah, so Devin, I mean, that's really what it's all about for me is that personal connection with the people. Commercial was great, but for me, there was that lack of the connection. Your end user, for them, it was just a place to work, a place to visit. But then when you're doing a home, you have that connection with them. You're changing a little piece of their life. You're coming into their little world, and you're helping to alter it and hopefully to improve it and enhance their living once it's all said and done.
Excellent. So correct me if I'm wrong, Alderview Construction focuses on high-end remodels and renovations, correct?
Correct, yep.
You've found that niche, which I love meeting people that really have a focus, and that's what we always talk about on The Art of Construction. It's really hard to be all things to all people. Even Hensel Phelps does not do a lot of renovations and remodels, right?
Correct, yep.
But they're huge. So there's a lot of people that are part of, and the commercial thing can be a lot of paperwork and can get ugly really quick if you dive into that world not being ready, correct?
Correct. And that's the biggest thing, you know, bringing from the commercial world into the residential was the process. So I really tried to bring that into Alderview and look at the systems and the process in commercial that worked and that were beneficial and help the end user and bring that into residential, give them a little different feel and a different flavor to residential when people think general contractor and what associated with general contractor.
Excellent. So we're going to start by telling a little story here. We're recently on my day-to-day owning Mountain View Window and Door to work with Tim, who you got to diversify and try different things as far as relationships. And that's why we started the Art of Construction. And how I got to meet Tim is he heard about the Art of Construction, saw that the window company, and I commend him, and we'll talk about that, where he came in and interviewed the subcontractor. And that's something I want to really pin down on today, is about how Tim, with his systems and process that we're always talking about, get it right on paper. And when we say the word paper, that means all of your systems and structure, your digitals, your subs, how you work with your subs, all those types of things. And he came in and interviewed Mountain View. And so we'll talk about that. But the story I want to tell after the interview process, he did come in and, or he sent us a project to bid. So that tells me we did something right on the interview process. And what he sent us was a remodel that I could definitely tell Tim had great systems, because it's what a picture is worth a thousand words. And my trusted advisors are always asking, give us a picture with all of as many details as you can give us, because the devil's in the details. And so he gave us a picture that had all of this cool technology with measurements and all these things. And the window was a competitor's window to the window that we sell. I believe we have become one of his trusted advisors. So he said, well, do you have something that's close? He came in and then we talked to him and said, well, we have something that's close, but I know this is, you're converting a window to a door to match five other windows right next to it. As your trusted advisor, you might want to go to that competitive product there. And we still will help you guide wherever we can. We got to begin with the end in mind. If we sell you a window that's close but a little off, now you're having to deal with that damage control. Yep. So first tell us the story about kind of why you interviewed Mountain View Window and Door and how you heard about the Art of Construction and the process of, and we're still in the middle of that. So the story will unfold and we can put that in the show notes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it can't be understated is relationships, how important relationships are. And so the way I run my company is I treat the guy that's painting the walls is just as important as the architect, which flips the whole industry a little bit on its head. A lot of times you have the general contractor coming in saying, I'm the general contractor, listen to me, this is how we run the job. Or you get the architect or designer and you have this butting of the heads. But in the day, it's the client's project, not our project. And so I try to treat everybody as equals. So coming and interviewing you is the same concept. I look at you as the window, as a valuable piece of the project, but no more valuable than the guy who's painting the walls, or the guy that's putting the texture on, or the guy that's putting the sealant on. We're all contributing to the whole and delivering a product together to the client where they walk away from it with a great experience. And so that's why I wanted to come interview you, is because of that relationship. I see that Mountain View Window and Door values their customers. They value the education process in delivering a system to their clients so at the end they have a great experience.
Excellent. So then tell us, when I said you might want to, just after we gained that credibility as your trusted advisor, you gave us information and I said you might want to go buy the competitor's window on this instance.
Right.
Because of matching that. What would be your take to that?
Yeah, I mean, and you know that too, and people in the industry know that. And one of the difficult things is admitting when you don't know something. And I get that all the time with customers, is you want to seem like you have all the information, all the knowledge, whatever you're doing. I mean, you're the general contractor, you're the builder, you're being trusted with all this money to build a project. But what adds value to the customer is when you're able to admit to them that you don't understand something, or, you know what, I'm not quite familiar with that, but we'll figure it out. And that's what I valued and I appreciated when I talked to Devin, talked to you about it, was you weren't afraid to say, you know what, this isn't our expertise, we don't supply this window, but we could still help you out and we'll help get you to that next level. So at the end, the customer experience is still the same.
Excellent. So the valuable lesson is know when to say no.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you say yes to everything, you know, relationships are earned and you only get one chance to make a first impression. So if you just say yes and then you fall on your face, you're not going to look at Mountain View Window and Door the same, correct?
Correct.
So you got to know when to say no. And what I loved when you came in here was your mindset about that you're not the hoorah-rah, it's my way or the highway. It's all about collaboration. And that's where the tribe is being built with the Art of Construction, is that you want to find people that you can surround yourself that you know, like, and trust. You all have each other's back. And in a job site, I can walk on it and notice it immediately if it's one of them where people are looking over their shoulder or if it's a team. And that's what I know you're going to go flying high, because that's what you want to build as a tribe with Alderview, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Example, if I had to tell you, I mean, when we were building this port of entry with Hensel Phelps, it's a very complex project. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces, a lot of concrete going on. Scheduling was a key aspect of it, where at certain parts of the building, we were still doing foundation. Another part of the building, we were doing finishes. And so the guy putting in the embeds in these concrete panels, someone might look at that and be like, oh, he's just a small guy putting in embeds. Very insignificant. But then you see how valuable that is once he gets that wrong and you're standing up those panels and you have the crane waiting. And so it's that whole aspect of when I'm building a project, all the little details all contribute to it. And no one really notices the details until something goes wrong. And that's when all of a sudden you realize, wow, we should put a little bit more effort into that.
We've kind of talked about that commercial to residential, but is there any other differences that you would want to point out from working commercial and residential that you would give advice to someone that is kind of waffling which direction I should go or trying to do both? What advice would you give to someone that you've worn both of those hats now?
Yeah, that's a tough question, because a lot of it's personality fit. You know, commercial, there's a lot of great things about commercial. You learn a ton with commercial. But for me, the family aspect was difficult in the commercial side. So family is really important to me. So raising my children and being able to have stability for them was difficult in the commercial world, because we were doing these large scale projects and we were constantly moving and keeping us on our toes. And it became really challenging at times, especially when kids start in school and all of a sudden you're pulling them out of school in the middle of the school year to get transferred to another job. So if I was talking to a young person that's coming out of college or maybe is in the industry thinking about going in the project management route, I would say really look at that. Look at your family situation. Look at the dynamics. If you enjoy travel, you enjoy change, you'll enjoy that fast pace of life, then commercial is great for you. But if you're looking for a little bit more stability and be able to hunker down and put your roots in the ground, then maybe residential is a little bit better fit for you.
What a great answer. It takes time sometimes to figure that out.
It does.
And it's, you know, when you're going to school, when you're figuring out what you want to do, if you don't know, try a bunch of different things. And you learn things can be pulled back and forth. The sooner you figure out a swim lane, both professionally and personally, the better off you're going to be. And that's where we just connected right away, mm-hmm. because you know, we're talking about our kids and our real passions, but then what supports our passions.
Absolutely.
Definitely align. And that's what's a lot of fun when you can meet people and talk that way. And I run a presentation called The Full Life Perspective that, if you're in the area, come by and check that out. It's been one of my secret sauces that my father-in-law taught me on how to bridge that gap, because you got to have enough money, but you also have to have enough time mm-hmm. to be able to do what you want to do and, you know, work hard, play hard to make it all work. And when you have five kids and one coming another week, you have to work hard to be able to play hard for all those kids, right?
Yep. And you have to enjoy it too. I mean, people can see through that. So that'd be another advice to somebody, is you have to truly enjoy it. If I'm talking with Mountain View Window and Door, I'm talking to you, Devin, I can see if you're passionate or not. I can see if you're faking it, and people see right through that. And so that's what I try to bring into whatever I'm doing in life. You know, talking about residential construction, is I bring that passion side of it. I really do enjoy it. I really do enjoy creating this project for people and helping to enhance their life. And the hope is that people see that as well. And they see that passion and that enjoyment.
Excellent. So the next thing I'm going to ask you is, what is the most unique construction project you've done in the past year?
Past year, that's a good question. I would say the most unique one we did was a larger scale remodel.
Okay.
Where this one's a little bit challenging, the whole home was a little bit older. We had existing finishes that we are trying to tie in and yet make it look all the same. In this particular house, it wasn't a wood frame house, so it was a little atypical in the framing method that they use, but we were tying it in with traditional stud framing. And so that was a little bit challenging. It was challenging to make it all work, and we wanted, when the homeowner came in, when it was all said and done, we walked away, we wanted him to know that there was no remodel ever done. And that's the whole idea with remodels. You want the end user to be able to walk in, bring their friends in, bring their family in, or if they're trying to sell the house, somebody walks in, they feel that that was the original intent of the design and that there was no inclination that it was ever remodeled.
Excellent. Are there pictures of that on your website?
There is, yep.
All right, so we'll make sure we'll put links to the on the show notes to your website to see that work. And so let's peel back the onion a little bit on that. You talked about how you're a big systems and structure guy and really want to work with your subs. And when it comes to blending old with new and making it all look the same, whether you want to make it all new or make it look all new or all old, that costs more time and money.
Absolutely.
So tell me how you go through the process when a homeowner says, I want to do this remodel, and you can't see behind the walls until you start tearing into it. So you get to see some framing and particular issues that they always arise in those remodels.
Absolutely.
How do you account for that in your systems and structure? Tell us your story on how that works from the beginning to end.
Yeah, so it all starts with the pre-construction process, which I feel a lot of people gloss over the pre-construction process. They say, okay, well, let's go ahead and just start this project and start demo, start tearing things apart and get into it. So we really focus on the pre-construction aspect of it. So with pre-construction, I mean the budgeting. So budgeting is key to any project. No matter how much money you say you have, budget's always an issue. And so we, instead of looking at the budget as a scary thing that people don't want to talk about, the client's hesitant to tell what the contractor what his budget is, we look at it as we tell our clients, we say the budget is really a tool. We build to this tool and we use it to deliver a project. So it all starts with the budget. And then coupled with that budget, the second tool that we use is the schedule. The schedule is so powerful in this whole process that it helps the designer understand when he needs certain finishes. It helps the subcontractor know when he needs to deliver those windows. And we can back out lead times and create this story that we could tell the client and say, okay, here's how we're going to deliver this. It's going to work with the budget. And here's how we're going to use the schedule as a tool to be able to fit with you and ultimately get you back into this home and resume your lifestyle.
What a great answer. We first started talking about kind of building your tribe and those relationships. And once you have that, those trusted advisors and people in the field, then you can openly talk about, here is, we've been talking a lot about windows on this show, here is your window, here's what we think the window budget is. And then you tell your supplier that number so that when you and your homeowners are going into their showroom or they're sending out whatever the process is, they know what the playing field is. Because you don't want to give them this and they give you back something that's double the budget. Well, now you just go on to the next supplier and you've wasted all that time. And you know, everybody has a good, better, best. Where does this fall? And it all boils down to communication and a plan is how I look at the whole thing. And then also getting people working together. You got to collaborate because all this stuff ties together when you have, you say, atypical framing. Well, in a perfect world, you can demo, but you can't always do that. And if the windows take 6 weeks to get, you got to build that all out into the schedule and know that stuff will happen along the way to be able to adjust and have systems that are flexible as well. So tell me how you kind of work your system to be flexible along the way and how you communicate that both to your tribe with your subcontractors and dealers to your customer who's writing the check at the end and hopefully smiling.
Yeah. So in the commercial world, I saw how valuable communication was. So communication all along the way, you're communicating to the client. So we bring that in the residential world and we communicate with them. We see what their expectations are. We tell them up front, say, okay, this is a remodel. There is going to be some things that are unexpected, but here's the tools that we use to manage it. So going back to how we deal with those issues, I mean, we talk with them up front and we say, okay, here, for instance, is the appliance package. Here's an allowance we have for the appliance package. You don't need to select it as we go through and we select this. And then we have contingencies to help build those. And we have it all open and upfront with the clients so that they see this whole process. So then when an issue does arise that was unforeseen, we're talking about it with the client and we're bringing them through. And so also with that, we do a weekly update with the clients. And so each Friday, the client's getting a schedule update that's showing them exactly where we're at in real time of the project. And then they're getting a weekly update that has pictures of the project. It shows what inspections took place. And the idea with that is that if a client's not living in the home during that remodel, they can read my email, read the weekly update, read through the schedule, and see exactly in a snapshot where their project's at. And so it gives the client that comfort level. And so that's how we deal with it, is giving them that comfort level, the peace of mind, saying, you know what? It is construction. It could be a really scary thing, especially if you've never remodeled a home. For us, dealing with it on a daily basis, it's not as scary because we deal with it all the time and it's our job. But for a client where this is their first remodel, all of a sudden you're tearing off drywall, you're knocking out walls. It could be really scary, but we try to give them that comfort level and say, okay, it is scary to you. We understand that, but here's how we walk you through it. And we bring you through this process and we'll get through it one day at a time.
Excellent. And the thing I would tell you, Tribe, is there's a lot of people that are scared to give them all the information. What I mean by that, everybody wants to tell you how great and how under budget and how things are going, but that's not reality. So I hope on your weekly emails, you're telling them whatever the information is. Yep. You know, the sewer main is bad. We didn't know that. This is going to be 20 grand. Let's have a meeting and hit them with that stuff. Don't let it'll escalate as you let things go, is my experience when I see people that don't communicate right off the bat. And you also talked about, are you a cost plus where you supply the bid to your client?
Yeah, so we do a cost plus a fee. So we have a project management fee that we attach to there. That's a monthly project management fee. And then we have the subcontractors and we have markup on the subcontractors and materials. And so I've found that my clients really love the project management fee. So we separate the two so that they know, okay, I'm getting a dedicated project management system that's going to walk through this. Because no matter how good your subcontractors are, it really comes down to the management portion. If you can't manage the cost of the project and you can't manage the schedule of the project, then it doesn't matter how good your subcontractors are, because right, it's all going to fall apart.
And then you put expectations on your subcontractors are not fair. If you screw up and then try to have them holding the bag, you got to be a team. And that's what I loved about your approach, is that everybody's part of that team and we're all working together. And when that all comes up. So you said the tool. Is there a certain tool that you use for your project management capabilities?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're looking at a system or a software, so I like doing a little bit more old school. I like using Excel just because I feel like I have a lot more functions than using some of the other project management software that's out there. A lot of them have great aspects, but there's little things I don't like about them. And so I like Excel because I could tailor fit it to my business and how I want to run it. And so what we do is our billing, we do a schedule of values. So we bill on percent complete to our customers. And our clients really enjoy this aspect of it because they're looking at it and they're saying, okay, at any point in the project, I'm never overbuilt. And so they're looking at it and saying, okay, electrical, we're 70% done. Alderview Construction is billing me for 70%. And there's, once again, that comfort level that they see it and say, okay, this is great. I'm not overpaying for what I'm getting.
And that's just fair. It's just, so your subs are the same way. I'm assuming you pay them along the way so that cash is king, folks, so that everybody's working together, that the cash is getting put out when the time is the right time to put that out. Is that fair how you do
that? Yeah, and everyone understands. I mean, obviously the subcontractors understand that. I understand. The clients understand that people can't work unless they have the money. So once again, going back to the tool aspect, looking at money instead of this scary thing, look at money as a tool and saying, this is how we're going to get through this process and pay people for what they've done. And so I state that expectation with my subcontractors at the beginning. They know the system. We set the billing terms and that's all laid out before they actually start the project. So then when it comes week two and the plumber's finished with this stuff, he's not coming saying, I need a check, because we know exactly what the system is. Say, okay, the payment terms where you're going to have X percentage done before you received a check. And it eliminates all that argument.
I find that so interesting when you say, I'm a bit old school when I use Excel. And I think that's a very fair statement, because that's what I think is really fun about the art of construction, is we're really talking real world stories of blending the art, meaning a builder trend, a co-construct, all these tools that are out there to construction. You're living it day in and day out. And you say, yeah, there's all these great tools, but they have all these, I don't have time, and or they may have limitations that don't work for me. So it's really blending that old school and new school with technology. I think we're in such an interesting time where we all recognize two things we don't have enough of is time and money. So we want to use technology, but we also don't want to have it cost us too much time and money to figure it out. So it's how to scale and manage the business, I would say, is probably why Excel is what you're comfortable with today, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of people listening will probably think Excel being old school. I mean, old school for them is probably, you know, writing a picture of paper. But like, I mean, with the software and the apps that we have, but coupled with Excel, we use Bluebeam a lot. So we use Bluebeam for a lot of our takeoffs and the budget process. So we'll get the initial conceptual plans from the architect or designer. We'll run through Bluebeam and we'll go and do our takeoffs on there, and then we'll help deliver that to the customer, which is great because with Bluebeam, you can communicate a lot better. So we'll use the cloud function on Bluebeam. Yeah. When we have a client who wants to sit down with us instead of having to have an in-person meeting every single time, we can pull up Bluebeam, go through a studio session, have them look at our screen at the same, or look at their own screen and see what we're seeing. And then we could walk them through that and make changes on the fly, which has been valuable. And then once again, on all of our phones, the subcontractors can log into the studio. They have all the set of drawings right there, and the client can look at all the drawings at the same time.
We have a few of my trust advisors that are full on with Bluebeam, and when it's such a cool thing to see, you know, Mountain View's trust advisor with the contractor, with the architect, all collaborating there, it's so powerful what comes out of that versus everybody doing their own thing and trying to have a meeting that you're chicken scratching and trying, you know, it really helps pull all that together. So I love that you use that Bluebeam tool. So hopefully we can continue to collaborate on that. And that's what's fun when we talk, when we leave day-to-day Mountain View and Nundora as we work and we come into the art of construction. I really believe our tribe likes to hear us because it's real-world stories we're talking about, what we're really using day-to-day, as well as talking about what we think would be a smart decision to make a change, because the only constant is change, and the world is changing so fast. I had the pleasure of being at the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting last week, and it was amazing to hear Warren Buffett talk about how they missed on Amazon and Google, and how they went in with IBM, and they just didn't believe it, you know? Yep. And they're like, we're just old school, and we just don't, you know, but the world is changing so fast. Now even they're saying, what should we get in with tech? But yet it's where all that stuff is interesting, but they have a lot of cash that they can still be good with McDonald's and Dairy Queen.
Right.
Things have been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, that is the interesting thing. Construction in general is so behind the curve on technology. We look at pieces, we talk about Bluebeam or Revit, and we're like, look at this, I could do 3D modeling. And the rest of the world is like, okay, we've been doing that for years and years now. You guys are just now starting it. And so the challenging aspect is getting the subcontractor community on it. You know, so a lot of times you'll see the builders, you'll see the architects, you'll see the designers adopting this technology. But then when it comes down to your plumber, your electrician, they look at it and say, you know what, I have this system. I've been doing this for years. I don't need the plans on an iPad, or I don't need to have this or that, or I don't communicate with email. Yeah. So
I still run them off of my flip phone. Just print it for me.
Exactly. So it's educating them and telling them, saying, you know what, this makes your life so much easier. You could be so much more beneficial instead of looking through, where did I put that note? Where did I put that note? Pulling up your smartphone and saying, oh, look, I have it saved right here.
So on the flip side of that, we talked about your most unique construction and awesome remodel that you blended it all together. What was the most challenging project that you'd talk about and some aspects of that?
Yeah, so when it comes to the challenging project, obviously the client, the subcontractors can make or break the project. You can have a great design and everything can look great, but if you have a challenging subcontractor crew, and it could just be one subcontractor or it could be one client where some aspect of it's challenging, it makes the whole thing challenging. So I would say, you know, we were doing a project over in Cherry Hills, and the challenging aspect of that, it was the homeowner had contracted with the landscape designer separate through us. And so we are trying to blend the schedule of the architect for the landscape side and then blend together our architect and make sure they all are speaking the same language. And at the end of the day, we're getting a design that works and it's flawless and seamless throughout it all. So that's challenging when you have different parties. So we come into the situation, we work primarily just in design build. So we work a lot with architects or designers, and we speak to them and say, you know, we're coming into this almost as a consultant, but a consultant that can actually build the project. And we say, we're enhancing your company. And then at the end, the client is getting a better project. So that's the challenging one. That was a project we did that ended up being really challenging. It turned out at the end of the day to be a good project, but it had its challenges where if it was all under one scope, we would have been able to manage it a lot better.
Gotcha. So when you talk about the landscaping, I can't help but to go back to the windows. And when I say the windows and doors, I mean those indoor-outdoor living spaces. It's such a hot deal right now. And on renovations, people want to just blow out the whole thing and make it all glass and have it seamless inside and outside to the landscape, paved stone, to the inside, finished woodwork, to the wall, the guy cutting it out and putting the structure to make sure the roof is held up. And all those things in a remodel that when you're watching that HGTV, you just see it flash before and after, and you see a wall convert to a brick wall convert to this moving glass wall. The homeowner doesn't see that part, and that's what the art of construction is so passionate about, is peeling back that onion to all of the trades and all the manufacturers and all the parts and pieces for all of us to be educated behind the scenes, but also begin with the end in mind to where that homeowner can understand the buyer bewares along the way if you go this route versus that route. And you'd mentioned previously you really like the design build aspect, or at least working with the architect. And we're always saying, get us involved early and often, and we'll provide you all that information to put into the drawings, to put into the blue beam, to put into those details so that you can detail it out properly, that the window guy can work with the framer and the stucco or the brick and the interior, whether it's stone or wood, and have the water running out of the house instead of into the house. When do you like to get involved into the project, and when do you see it being the most successful?
Yeah, so we like to get involved right at the beginning of the project. So at the point where the designer, or if it's an architect on project, where they've actually had conceptual designs, they've had initial conversations with the homeowner, we like to get in at that point, and we bring the construction side of it. So the designer comes through and says, going back to your example, we want to blow out this wall, and we want this all to open up into glass out into the outdoor living space. We bring the construction side of it and say, okay, that's great. Here's more cost-effective ways. What if we do this or that? Does that alter the design? And then I'm going back to my subcontractors and I'm saying, okay, what's the best product for this? And we're still trying to accomplish the same design. So at the end, the architect might have to tweak it a little bit, but he's getting something, the homeowner's getting something that's going to be more cost effective and it's going to accomplish his vision.
Excellent. And we use the terms with architects is we want to really help you spec to secure your vision. We want you to do that conceptual to really understand what they want it to look like. But then that's where you come in as the consultant contractor to get all the budget and all the stuff working right. What are some tell us some architects that you work with currently that we could plug on the Art of Construction?
Yeah, so I work with Bill Wunderlich with Wunderlich Design. He does a great job, phenomenal job. And he has plugged me into that process where we go through, and a lot of times it's a couple different versions of a budget where we come an initial budget, we tweak it a little bit, we sit in front of the client, we say, okay, what if we get rid of this? What if we add this? Then we go back to the second revision. And so that process works good because you're dealing with numbers that are just on paper. It's not physical dollars that you're trying to change. And it's so much easier to change it at that point in the game. So he works great with that. There's some interior designers I work with as well. So another one would be Jennifer with Motif Design Solutions. She does a phenomenal job, and she has a really good understanding of the construction process. And so with that system, we come into it as well with that design build, and it just works out. Another one that I'm currently starting to work with is Joe McGuire with McGuire Designs. And this is one where he's brought me into that situation as well, and we're able to sit down. There's very vague discussion of what we're going to do. We sat down and met with the client. We have basically the existing floor plan and just ideas that we're just kind of spitballing and throwing them out there. And the thought process with this is we start flushing out things. They want to move the range over here. We talk about the gas location. We talk about codes. And then Joe's able to kind of tweak a little bit and say, okay, what if we do this or that? And it just helps the situation. What we don't like to do is get involved when we're already behind the eight ball, where the design is already complete, the homeowner's already fallen in love with it, they're married to this design, and then they bring the contractor in. And they say, okay, here, contractor A, you give us a price. Contractor B, you give us a price too, and we're going to compare the numbers and we're going to go with the lowest guy. The problem with that is in that process, the contractor's coming in maybe for one day. He's looking at it all. He's trying to digest it all. Hasn't been part of all these conversations. And he just throws out a number. We walk through with the subcontractors once again as a team, and they're giving me ideas. They're talking about different things and they're bringing up different projects. They're saying, you know, you want to move the range over there. Here's an idea that we could do with the gas line. And then we come together with the solution in that pre-construction process.
Awesome answer. I'll give you a little secret out there, contractors and architects. If you go to the alternate about what's your lowest price and we're going to get three bids, guess what everybody does? They put a higher price on everything because nobody truly knows how it's going to go. And then guess what else happens? You don't have the relationship. So then when shit happens, it doesn't go as smooth. I despise the whole competitive bids solution in remodels. Commercial's a whole different, so it's much more done through paperwork. And you have to understand the swim lane. But when it comes into renovations and remodels, you have to like and trust and know the moving parts as a team versus what's your lowest price. It just doesn't work at the alternative. Very rarely do I see successful projects when it's the low bidder, because then everybody's always looking over each other's shoulder all about price. So I couldn't agree more. So it goes back to surrounding yourself around that tribe. So Bill Wanderlick, who I know, a great guy, Motif Designs, Joe McGuire. If you're in Denver, look those people up and have coffee with them, just like you and I looked each other up and had lunch and got to know each other and said, hey, this is where we could possibly work together, and take that time to get to know people. And wherever you're at in the world, find your Bill, Jennifer, Joe, your Alderview Construction when it comes to renovations and remodels. Take the time to build those relationships. And when you build those relationships, people have your back. People ask me, how did your window company grow so much? Because I'm having so much fun. I work with so many people that I truly enjoy to be around, and we all got each other's back. That's it. That's the secret sauce. And from one meeting, Tim and I have each other's back. We're going to go into a job, and we're going to make sure we're going to do everything to make that job successful, because that's our passions. Because when we leave at the end of the day, we're going to go home and tell our wives and our children to say, look at this picture. This project is so cool. The homeowners are going to love it. We're creating dreams. We're creating a house to make it your home. Would you say that's a fair assessment of the whole thing?
Absolutely. And you think how much more powerful your team are. Imagine if you're trying to sell windows and doors to a client by yourself. You had no one else. You had no architect backing you up. You had no contractor backing you up. You had no designer backing you up. It's very difficult to do that. Especially even if
it's impossible. You got to have a tribe in construction. If you're going to go by yourself, you're going to be dead. It just doesn't work to do it all alone.
Absolutely. Even with the design side. I mean, designs can be beautiful, but how much more powerful it is when you present a team to the client and say, okay, here's how it's going to work on paper. Here's how the design, here's all the pretty stuff, how it's going to look. And then here's how the construction is going to work. And then here's how the windows are going to tie in. Here's how the roofing is going to tie in. And you get this whole system. And all of a sudden you went from a one-person team selling this project to a client to all of a sudden you have this tribe, using your language, you have this tribe trying to sell this team and saying, here's what we can deliver. And it doesn't matter what the name of it is. It doesn't matter if it's Alderview Construction or if it's Motif Design Solutions. At the end of the day, we're a team. We have our individual companies, but we're coming together as a team to present the blank residence to you.
Well done, man. If there's one thing, marketing gold, or you want people, contractors and architects in the design community listening to this, what's the one thing you would give them in your years of experience to take to the bank on growing their business?
It goes back to the relationship. It's all about the relationship, Devin. If you are able to solidify those relationships with whatever, it's an architect, a subcontractor, interior designer, that's when you're able to have that team dynamics and you're able to deliver that project and the client's able to feel that passion and understand that you're presenting a team package to them.
Well done, man. Well, thanks for interviewing me at Mountain View Window and Door and taking the time to do that and coming into the AOC and telling your story. You're going to go big places, Tim, and I commend you for really putting your energy into that and building those relationships, and we're honored to have you as part of the tribe.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, tribe. I'm Devin Tilley, one of the hosts of the Art of Construction podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you contractors and architects grow your business by explaining the awesome world of construction. After teaching an audience that has grown to over 40,000 people, it's time to expand, baby, so let's add video to the platform. Each Monday, we will be bringing you a new video on some of our favorite projects and telling you all about the art of construction process. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel today so you don't miss any of it. Come on over and have a fireside chat at theartofconstruction.net and be part of the tribe. See you next week on The Art of Construction. What a passionate, enjoyable conversation with me, and I hope it inspired you as well. Because the construction industry is so much fun when you think through the stuff we talked about. So sometimes we go through and we kind of point out the obvious, right? It can really get jaded and confusing quick. So hopefully you got some stuff to think about. And Tim has just been an awesome guy. I loved how he has done business day to day and why I was so excited to have him tell his story into Studio AOC. So call to action, team. We have videos on the Art of Construction coming out like crazy. We are going back to the Grape Street show home. Go to the YouTube channel for the Art of Construction and see all the awesome videos that we're going all the way back through the house and really talking through all those layers. So go check it out. I'd love for your feedback. Show notes. This baby, this keeps blowing up and having so much fun. Thanks, Tribe. Have a great day and rock it out there. Cheers.